June 16th PM. Go run.
By the mercy of the Lord, today was a very difficult parikram of Kamyavan. We completed that. First of all, we went to Gantholi village. In Gantholi village, Radha and Krishna were sitting one time together. The gopis, they tied up the upper cloths in a knot, the Radha and Krishna's upper cloths in a knot, and they started singing marriage songs. Radha ji saw, what is this? Then she understood that she immediately got up and started to run, but she saw that her upper cloth was tied in a knot with Krishna's upper cloth. That's why it became the name Gantholi. Gantholi, Gant means a knot. Before that, on the way, we also went to Gulal Kund. In Gulal Kund, Radha and Krishna, they used to perform their pastimes. Today also, at the time of Holi, that pond, there is a stream of red color coming through into this pond, and it becomes all, this pond becomes red. That is why this gulal, or the color used in Holi, it is known as Gulal Kund. Today also Radha and Krishna perform their pastimes there. After that, there is one village, Bahej. Bahej is that place where Indra, on the Brajabasis, when he is giving showers, streams of showers on Brajabasis, then the Brajabasis, Behaya, they told him Behaya, or shameless, they called him. That is why where Indra became embarrassed, where he was, that place, that's why it was known as Bahej, from the word Behaya, or shameless. Then we went to Deeg. There is a very old, this village is very old. Earlier it was known as Deeg Khapu, on the time of Krishna. Nanda Baba and the Gopas, they used to stay there. That's why this name became as Deeg. They stayed there. Dera means staying. They were staying here for some days. That is why this place became known as Deeg. And further from Deeg, we went forward to Bhojanthali. Bhojanthali. Who spoke there? Gurudev is asking. Vaikhanas Maharaj. Tirth Maharaj and Vaikhanas Maharaj spoke. Translation.
So first, 26th day of our Rajapurna Parikram. Today was a little difficult. We went to the major places in Kamyavan. First we went to Gantholi Gaon. Gantholi means a knot. There Radha and Krishna were sitting together, and the gopi slyly tied Krishna's pitamba and Radhika's anchal together. This is like a marriage. Then they began singing marriage songs. And Radhika thought, what's going on? She saw and tried to run, but her cloth was tied. Therefore called Gantholi Gaon. Gata means knot. Then on the road, Because in Indian tradition, when man and woman are married and their cloth is tied, Gulabun, we drove past it on the side of the road but did not stop this year. There at Radha Krishna is, there is a place of Radha Krishna's activities, and there is holy pastimes. Therefore, even now today, one day a year, at the time of Holi, then the kund becomes automatically red, therefore known as Gulal Kund. Gulal is a red flower. Then there is Bihetram. When Indra sent rain to finish the Vrijvasis, then he is called Bihet. Bihet means shameless. Indra was shameless. Bihet. Dig. In ancient times it was called Digapur. Why? Because when Nanda Baba was moving around for some days there, he stayed there, Therefore from there, Digapur did come to present day Dig. Then Bhojantali, where Krishna Balaram used to perform their pastimes of taking lunch.
Temple of Lakshman, brother of Ram. There you see that Ram Lila, Krishna gave his two sons Ajodhyapuri to Upar kingdom, and he gave Lakshman this place, and Bharat and his sons Bharatpur here DK, and Shatrughna and his son here Mathura. Very important these places. Then Bhojanasthali. Koi bolo to? Bhojanasthali.
Under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavs, performing our Brajmandal Parikrama, today we went to Kamyavan. In the morning, first of all, we went to the place that was Bhojanasthali, where Krishna Chandra himself with the Sakhas, he used to graze the cows and in the afternoon time they used to have their meals, afternoon, midday meals. That's why this place known as Bhojanasthali. We have seen that plates made of stone or the bowls made of stone are still present there. Maharaji is describing about these places, that in this Kamyavan where all different desires are fulfilled. From Kam, the root word, this becomes Kamyavan. Kam means desire. All the types of the desires of jivas, to the highest desire that a jiva may have, that prem, that also he may desire and will be fulfilled. This is the speciality of Kamyavan, this place. Don't continue because he's coughing. One Maharaj was coughing, having some infection maybe.
Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Istadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
We today under the guidance of Gurudev, performing our Brajmal Parikram, we went to Kamyavan. Just now, we were hearing Kamyavan means where Bhagwan Shri Krishna, along he has fulfilled all his desires there. The main desire of his is that is Gopi's prem is his main desire, which he wants to fulfill the aspiration. Whatever prem the Gopis have towards Krishna, that is the main desire. Kam means where beautiful or attractive, sweet, where sweetness, where Bhagavan Shri Krishna has performed his sweeter than more sweet pastimes and auspicious, very auspicious, the more pure, very pure pastimes he has performed. That is why this place is known as Kamyavan. And under this Kamyavan, Gurudev, by going there, all desires are also fulfilled, and even prem also you may desire and it will be fulfilled. Going there by the desire of Kamyavan, you can go there and Jiva's desires may be fulfilled. We also went to Bhojanstali, where Bhagavan Shri Krishna, performing his grazing pastime along with his sakhas, when he reached this place there, he is taking his kaleva, means breakfast, and there, sitting there, he used to have his meals. Now also, in very distinct form, you can feel, you can see the bowls on stones, made of stone. That place, it's still indicating that Bhagwan here performed his pastimes. This place is his pastime place. That is why Bhagwan Shri Krishna, when along with his sakhas performing his meals, he is taking meals. That time Bhamasur came there, that time, no, it was not like this. How he was first, Gurudev is saying, he used to play with his friends, and then Bhamasur, he kidnapped all his cowherd boys and he kidnapped them in some cave. When Krishna saw, then he saw that his friends are missing, then he killed Bhamasur. And then when it took so much time to this, and now then they became so hungry because it had got so late, then they had their meals. Like this it was. After that, Haribol, Krishna along with his friends he was playing, and it is described, description is there, that this play, this game was that Sakhas, Krishna became a king and the Madhumangal became a minister, and some other Sakhas became thieves, and some Sakhas became those who are protecting the fields. Some Sakhas as they became sheep. Now, playing this pastime, they playing this game, the sheep went in the fields and they are eating in the fields. Now, the owner of these fields, they catch the sheep now, and they said that you have destroyed our fields, that is why we have caught him. But the owner of those sheep said, no, you are thieves and you are simply stealing my sheep. I will take you to my king. And who is the king? Kanhaiya, Krishna. Now they are catching them, they are playing like this. They brought these thieves and now to Krishna the king they are putting this case that these thieves are taking away those who were thieves, as if, oh, I am not thieves, they are saying, these sheep were destroying our fields. And that is why we caught these sheep. Now, he is not able to understand, not able to give the judgment, oh, I am not a thief, I am the owner of these fields. Krishna said to Madhumangal, oh Madhumangal, you tell what punishment should be given to them. Madhumangal is saying, Kanhaiya, their punishment should be that they should give me ladus to my belly full. This is their punishment. Give me belly full of laddu. That time, all the thieves who were there, they said, that is why these people have become king and minister, they just want to eat these laddus. No other means like this. They were joking with each other like this when they were playing. Then in that time, Bhaumasur, he took one sakhas and kept on kidnapping them and capturing them in some cave. He is now wondering, Krishna, that how my sakhas are missing one by one. Then he, when he's searching around, and he's seeing that one rakshas is taking his friends, and there's a very big cave, and he puts a big heavy stone to stop the cave, stop the gateway to cave. Now Krishna is following him, and now he caught this rakshas, and when he caught him, then he's about to kill him. That time, this earth began to tremble. That time, Baladev Prabhu, with his foot, he is holding the planet stable because he is Sandini Shakti's main presiding deity. So, Baladev Prabhu there is still there, his footmark is still there. That's why Bhagwan performed this pastime there, where we saw this Bhojan Sari. There is also one pond. It is said that, it is described that from there, sometime Brahmaji, sometimes he had taken the cows from there. There is this pond, Krishna Kund, which is there. That place is where Brahma, when he saw that Krishna's foot, I have committed offense at Krishna's lotus feet, that stealing his cow and cowherd boys. First of all, Brahma, that place, he performed Braj Mandal from that very place. Why? Because this is Krishna's dham. If I perform parikram to this dham, holy place, then this offense, I will become liberated from this. It is heard that Brahma started his parikram from that place. So that place is very, very pure place, this Kamevan. Translation.
So the first place that we went to today was Bhojan Thali. So there, Krishna and his friends were playing, and they made some divisions. Then Krishna was made the king, Madhumanda was made chief minister, some boys were made in charge of different garden areas, some boys made themselves to pretend they were like sheep or goats, and some boys made themselves into the group of thieves. So as our play, the boys were trying to steal, some other boys who were disguised as sheep. Then the other boys were fighting, and they could not reconcile. They went to the king, and the king was Kanayas to Krishna. And he said, so you present your case. The boy said, we own this garden, these sheep came in our garden, and we caught them. The other boy said, no, they are stealing our sheep. And Krishna said, I cannot work this out. Madhumanda, will you give some decision? And Madhumanda said, the decision is all your boys should feed me many ladders and fill my stomach. Then there was so much laughing and joking. But as they were playing and some sheep were being stolen, there was one demon named Vyomasur. So Vyomasur was one Rakshas. Actually, I heard he represents Mayavad. Because Mayavads, they never believe that Bhagavan should have any associates. Therefore, he think only there is legal Brahma, there is no Lakshmi, there is no nothing, there are no gopis, there is only Brahma. Therefore, he was taking the boys one by one and stuffing them in one cave. So that cave is a little bit up the hill there. So Krishna can understand where these boys have gone. My friends are disappearing one by one. Instead of this Vyomasur. Therefore, that Krishna and Vyomasur began fighting. So as they were fighting, the whole earth was shaking. Then Sri Baladev, who is the Adhishthati Devata or Sandini Shakti or existence, by his foot, he placed his foot on Prithvi, the earth, and the earth became steady by the footprint of Sri Baladevji. Therefore, even today, the footprint of Sri Balaram is still there. Just like in the Mahabharata, when Sri Krishna went to kill Grandfather Bhishma, that time he was very angry, he was running, and with his chariot wheel in his hand, he went to finish Bhishma. Arjuna grabbed Krishna by the waist, and Krishna dragged him 14 paces. That time Krishna's pitanga fluttered and fell on the ground, otherwise the earth would be destroyed. So he went to that place in Kamyavan. Buddha said Kamyavan means the place where everyone's desires are fulfilled, even those persons who desire to serve Krishna in the mood of the gopis. There also is the Kiyasagar, that kund which was dry, also known as Krishna kund. And also there's Pichli, Pichli Pad, that slide where Krishna and his friends used to slide up and down.
Then we went to Pichal Pahari when Krishna was grazing the cows along with his sakhas. He used to, very beautiful slide is there, very smooth part of a stone is there where the boys used to climb up and then to slide down. 5,000 years back, it is still there. It is still as it was. And all the sampradaya people, when they come on to parikram, they go to this place and they also slide down this stone. Like this, they perform their playful pastimes. After that, Vrinda Devi, you went. When by the torture of the Mughals, the Muslims, when Radha Govind and Gopinath, Madan Mohan ji or Radha Damodar, Radha Madhav, all these deities they were taking, when Maharaj, the Jaipur's king, when he was taking all these deities, he on the way, he stopped at Radha Kund. He put his camp there. And where Govindev ji was kept, where Gopinath ji, where they were, Madan Mohan ji, all the deities where they were kept, that place is still there. The Pratibhu Vigra are still there and the original deities have gone to Jaipur. And from there you went, they came to Kamevan. In Kamevan, where Govindev ji was there, Vrinda ji's deity is also there. It's not famous as Govindev ji's temple, it is famous as Vrinda ji. Why? Because that place, when Maharaj, the king of Jaipur, when he is staying at, camping at this place with the deities, where Vrinda ji's mandir is there today, Govindev ji also stayed at that place. Where Gopinath ji's temple is there, where you went, near Charan Pahadi, I think. There Gopinath ji and Madan Mohan ji's inside is there. Maybe you did not go. Did you go? No. It is a little inside, a little farther away. So that time, he stayed some days, the deities, and then he collected all these deities again and went to Jaipur. The deities went, but Vrinda ji did not go. Vrinda Devi stayed in Kamevan. She stayed at the boundary of Kamevan and they went to Jaipur, the deities. Krishna went, but Vrinda Devi's temple is still there, where Vrinda Devi decided to stay. From Kamevan, we have brought from Kamevan to Vrindavan and we have established that deity in our own temple in Rup Sanatan. Then Kameshwar Mahadev, we went there. Maharaj Yudhishthir and other Yaksha, they had dialogues. Who will speak about this? Your throat is okay now? Ask him one, Maharaj. Okay, you speak. Again, he's inviting Rasanand Prabhu. Translation. Damodar Maharaj translation.
After that, we went to Pichli Pahar. There, at the time of Krishna, 5,000 years ago, Krishna the Sakas used to slide on a very shiny piece of stone. So, even today, the indentation made by Krishna and his friends is still there. And all different parikram parties from all four sampradayas even today slide on that place in remembrance of that pastime. We went to the temple of Vrinda Devi. Because of the disturbance by the Muslims, the main deities of Vrindavan, like Govinda, Sri Gopinath, Sri Radha Damodar, Radha Ganur, Sri Radha Madhav, all the main deities of Vrindavan were moved by Maharaj Man Singh to Jaipur. So on the way, the three main deities are Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, and Radha Madan Mohan. On the way, they stopped at Radha Kund. And on the way to Jaipur, they stopped in Kamyavan. Therefore, Kamyavan is not so much famous for the temple of Govinda as it is famous for the establishment of the Vrindadevi temple. At different places where Man Singh Maharaj stopped, in Pratibyuhar, the representatives of those three deities, Govinda, Gopinath and Madan Mohan, have been established. We did not go to the temple of Madan Mohan because time was short. Therefore, Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Jaipur, but Vrindadevi she did not leave, as she appeared in the mind of the devotees who were carrying her out of Vrindavan, said, "Do not take me outside of Vrindavan." Therefore, those three main deities, Sri Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, and Radha Madan Mohan, went to Jaipur. And Guru Maharaj says, Vrindadevi was established there in Kamyavan. And Guru said, by the expression of Vrindadevi, that he also established Vrindadevi in Sri Rupasanath Gaudiya in 7 months.
We, under the guidance of Shila Gurudev, we went to Kameshwar Mahadev, had darshan of Kameshwar Mahadev, and Kameshwar Mahadev, one Shankar Ji is in all the holy places, there is also Shankar Ji. Maharaj Ji, sometime he told at this place that Kameshwar Mahadev, that Mahadev who is fulfilling all our desires. What is our desire? We want. What do we want? Only one, our aim is that Radha Rani's Dasya is our, Dasya is only our service, this is our only desire. That is why we are always in the group of Radha Rani. This is our only desire. Our only one prayer is, aim is to achieve the service of Radha Ji. This desire Sri Shankar Ji is fulfilling. And nearby also, there are very many pastimes performed here. We heard also that how by the Vaishnav's mouth we heard that the five Pandavas for some days they stayed in this place when they went to the forest in exile. At the time of staying in the forest, that time, one time, the five Pandavas when they were staying there, Duryodhana all the time he is trying somehow to how to finish them. Somehow. One time, Duryodhana, in his home, Durvasa Rishi came. Duryodhana is serving him in so many ways. Durvasa, he becomes satisfied very easily and also becomes angry very easily. When he was satisfied, then Durvasa wants to give some benediction. What benediction you can give? Duryodhana is saying, that way you have been merciful on me. Our brother, my brother is also living nearby in Kamyavan. You please be merciful on them also. Please accept their services also. This give, mercy you give them. Duryodhana knew that Draupadi has one. Has one fought from the Surya Devta, the sun demigod. When she can feed, how many people will come to her? But after she eats, then this is washed and kept, then this will not give any more food. And he knew what time she will finish her meals. That now when her meals are finished, then Duryodhana, he sent Durvasa to this place. When Durvasa ji came, that time Yudhishthira Maharaj saw, along with 8,000 disciples, Gurudev mentions. He came along with 8,000 disciples. Him go to Draupadi and ask, did she eat her food? Did she finish her meals? Him asked that, did you finish your meals? Yes. After feeding all of you, I all my also, everything is finished. Durvasa has brought along with this 60,000, I think he said. 60,000 disciples, and now how will we feed them? This is not Durvasa, this is Shankarji's incarnation. You can understand that our death is personified, has come. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, we will arrange everything, just go and take baths. When he went for taking bath, that time Draupadi, in a solitary place, the five Pandavas said, Krishna is always calling you Sakhi, friend. He will listen your prayers more quickly than our prayers. Then she started meditating and remembering Krishna, and she said, "Hey Shamsundar, Upatita Pavan, O Dinabandhu, O Savior of the devotees, I am never worried about myself. I am all the time worried and serving your devotees. Today your devotees are in a big trouble. You can only protect us now." That time Krishna in Dwaraka. Now Rukmini has brought a plate full of the meals that he has to eat now. And then he heard this voice of Draupadi, and he just pushed this plate away, and Draupadi saying, What do you do? Eat your meals? No, my devotees are in trouble. Today I will have food, my meals in Sakhi's home. That time Krishna on a chariot, faster than the wind, he travelled to this place in Kamevan. No, he cannot go on the chariot. He immediately, Gurudev says, not on the chariot. Krishna immediately reached this place. And Draupadi was meditating on Krishna, remembering him. That time Krishna knocked at the door, Panchali. Draupadi, when she heard this, she became astounded. How Krishna has come to this place? Whom she was remembering. When she opened the eyes, she saw that person is directly in front of him. She became so astonished. Krishna said, "Oh Draupadi, I have pushed away that plate which was served to me for my meals. I am very hungry. Please give me my meals. Oh Prabhu, this is what I have called you. You are embarrassing me. Durvasa has come with 60,000 disciples in the home, and now after taking my meals I cannot feed anybody. That's why I called you. I don't know," he said. "First give me something to eat, then I will listen to your prayers." "No, just bring this pot. At least let me see." Bhagwan is astonishing powers. And there was one grain of rice stuck at the bottom of this pot. "Bring one glass of water." Krishna just accepted this one grain of rice and this glass of water. "If I am satisfied by drinking this rice," he just burped as if he has eaten a belly full. All those saintly persons who were taking bath, as if their stomach belly has become, they have eaten till their throats. They don't even have power to eat digestive pills, no place inside their stomachs. What happened? They are wondering, how come our belly is so full? What have they eaten? Maybe they have accepted four kinds of prasad, looks like, to their throat full. Now Bhimsen, he is sending Yudhishthira, "Go and call the disciples. They are dead." Yudhishthira says, Bhimsen went with his club. When he came and he's calling from far away, the saintly persons, they are saying, "Oh, Bhim with his club is coming this side. Definitely he is calling us for the meals. But we have eaten, we don't have place to even put digestive pills inside. We cannot eat any meals. If one, he will run at least. If he will face him, then he will hit us on the forehead, but it will be run. He will hit us with his club on the back. At least we will not die." So they started running from this place, and Bhim is reaching that place and saying, "Empty place. Nobody is there." Bhim understood that this is Krishna's some mystical power, some astonishing powers that he has manifested. Then the Panch Pandavas also, when they were residing in the exile, Duryodhan and Karna, Dushasan, etc., taking them to, they were celebrating a festival, they want to insult them, embarrass them. Indra saw Arjun is partial incarnation of Indra. One, Indra is saying that first they have sent them in exile. Now they are Krishna's devotees and they are also wanting to disturb them. Then he sent Chitrasen, the king of the Gandharvas, to this place that go and protect them. And then they had a battle with Duryodhan. They bound him and now they are taking him as prisoner to the heaven. Now Duryodhan started crying, "Help me, help me. They have bound me, they have caught me." When he started shouting like this, then Yudhishthira Maharaj, he said, he started wondering what is happening. Then he saw that, oh, Duryodhan as prisoner is being taken away. Arjun, go and protect him. No, first he said to Bhim. Bhim is saying, he is always insulting us and they have said they are the cause for our exile. They have cheated us in gambling, and now he is our enemy, and you are saying that I should protect him. They have tried to kill us in several ways. I cannot go. Then he said, O Bhim, they are our enemies. When this is a matter of our family, when somebody will attack outside of our family, we are not five, we are 105 brothers. This fight between the brothers is an internal matter. And now somebody from outside is attacking us. Arjun, you go and protect Duryodhan and bring him back. Arjun came and he shot an arrow, and all the Gandharvas were defeated, and now he is going to fall down. But from the sky, Arjun made a staircase of arrows in such a way that he rolled down, in such a way that he fell down at the Yudhishthira Maharaj's feet. And Duryodhan, sliding down the stairs, he fell down at Yudhishthira Maharaj's feet, and then he was freed. And Duryodhan said, when time will come, I can give you any benediction if you will require. Okay, I will ask whenever I need. That time, this pastime was also performed there. When he came there, Gurudev Singh, they were freed, and he said, I will take revenge. This is a matter of great misfortune that Yudhishthira, we troubled him so much, and he is protecting us. It was better to die, but to be saved by an enemy, that is much more insulting. So this time Gurudev is corrected a little. Then when you are telling about the dialogues of Yamaraj, you have told all different pastimes, not that which I told you. So now Draupadi was feeling thirsty, and Yudhishthira Maharaj, he said to Nakul, they are feeling thirsty in the forest, and said there is maybe some water nearby. When he is searching for water, Nakul, when he reached near a pond, that time he saw a yaksha. He is calling out loudly, beware, you can't drink this water. Who is speaking this? Some, like a bird, he is standing there. You can only answer my questions, then only I will be able to drink my water. No, I will drink anyway. He ignored him. When he drank this water, he fainted. Yudhishthira Maharaj, for a long time after waiting, then he went to Sahadev, then Arjun, then Bhim. All four, when they reached this place, they were told the same words, beware, that you can only drink this water by answering my questions. But they tried to drink this water, all of them fainted anyway. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj saw that if he has gone, they have not come. Now Yudhishthira Maharaj himself came. When again he wants to drink this water, again there is a bird standing there. First of all, you should answer my questions, otherwise the condition of your four brothers, what they have achieved, you will also achieve that same condition. Yudhishthir means who is always stable in the war, who is very steady in the war. His brain is always steady in difficult conditions. Now he asked, you may ask, then he asked so many questions. Amongst four questions, there are four questions main. He asked one first question, Kapantha. What is the true path? They follow different paths. Then he answered that there are not thousand paths. The Vedas, Smriti, there is no saintly person who can create their own, they can create their own paths. But actual path is, the dharma, path of dharma is very, very confidential. That path is what? Mahajanjana. Those paths on which the great saintly persons have already traveled. Who is Mahajan? then this thing, Dharmaraj, Yamaraj himself said, Yamaraj himself is saying to his messengers, Yamadut, he's saying, we 12 Mahajans, these names which he mentioned, what paths they have traveled, their path is proper. Afterwards, who have followed on these paths, like our Shat Goswamis, our Guru Parampara, Guru Varg, they are true Mahajans. What paths they have shown, if somebody will follow, that is true. That is correct. And second question was, who is happy in this world? His answer was, that person who is not in debt, he has no debt. If you are indebted, you are always worried that how to get free of this debt. In the 11th canto, it is described that who is free from all the debts. It is described that in the world it is shown that there are five type of deaths when a person takes birth. Dev, demigods, Devarishi, saintly persons, the debt to the living entities, to the government, mother, father. Five, six types of debts that he has to pay. But how do, who can become liberated from all these debts? Only that person, Krishna says, Sardaman Parithajya. That person who leaves all other paths but who takes complete shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, only that person is free of all sorts of debts. Only such a person can become. Otherwise, mother, father's debt you can never. You can, if you fulfill the desires of the saintly persons and guru, you can become free of all the debts. Then the third question was, what is the proper dialogue? What is the proper speech? This world is like a pot. How the jivas, they are being boiled, they are burning in this by the heat of the sun, by the ladle of the climate changes, weather changes, they are being troubled in so many ways. Means how a person forgets Bhagwan and he comes to this material world and how he is suffering from all these disturbances. This is. And his fourth question was, Kim Ashcharya, what is the most astonishing, most biggest astonishment in this world? Then he replied, the biggest astonishment in this world is that I am seeing those who are younger to me, they have gone before me. But I have also seen that all of them have left this planet. I myself have burned them. But I myself am thinking, I will never die. I am eternal. I am always planning for my eternal happiness. This is the biggest astonishment in this world. That is why, when we know if we don't die, then how come we will perform bhajan to Bhagwan? We forget him. This is the most astonishment, biggest astonishment in the world. That person always considers himself to be eternal. And he wants to enjoy the material world eternally. This is the biggest astonishment of the world. And they don't perform bhajan to Bhagwan. All these answers, any appropriate answers he got, then he said that from four these Yakshas saying, one person you can bring back to life, whichever, which whom do you want? He said, amongst the four, this Nakul I want, alive. Nakul? Bhim, the biggest warrior. Arjun, also biggest warrior, he is best archer in the world. He is another mother's son. I am Yudhishthir, he says. I am one son of my mother, Kunti. Now, my father had two wives. I want that the other wife of my father also should have one son. That is why you bring him back to life. Then, seeing his wonderful views, he became very happy and satisfied. And he said, okay, I'm very happy with your justice. I give life to all. They will all become alive. Then they came back to life, all of them. Then he came back again. There, this pastime was also performed at this place. There are, of course, so many pastimes. Now Vaishnavas will describe for the Panchakalpa. There were so many other pastimes also performed by Draupadi and Pandavas. When all the Pandavas went to bring some water or some other things in the forest, then Draupadi was alone. Jayadrath tried to kidnap her, Draupadi, and he was running away with the chariot, on the chariot. Then Arjun chased him and he brought him back. What we should do? We should kill him. Then she said, no, he is your brother's husband. Your sister will become a widow. And Arjun, he made 5 shikhas on his head and he left him. Insulting is as good as killing for an honorable person. So, now, all these pastimes are also performed. There also, Draupadi, there were 5 Pandavas were living for some days. One Yaksha, Bhim, killed one Yaksha. Bakasur, there was one Rakshas. That pastime was also performed here. And also, there is Vimlakund. There also, so many beautiful pastimes were performed there. Nearby, our sampradayas, Prabodhanand Saraswati Thakur's Bhajan Kutir is also there in Charan Pahadi. In Lukluki Kund, near Lukluki Kund, Krishna would climb on that hill nearby. He played his flute and the stones melted. His footprints are clearly manifest in that place, and there are still signs of his soles. Is it? Gurudev is asking. Yes, there are signs. He has put both footprints. Some one is with heel high up in the air, like that. He has. With Gurudev, I went to that place very earlier. I saw that there are very small, on very small pieces of stone, there are deer footmarks, sakhas. We saw so many discovered. Slowly I am seeing that people have taken in their home, they have disappeared from these places. We went from these mountains to another mountain, to Pichal Pahadi. We would climb. All these places are also there.
Yes, sir.
So many pastime places are there more. Today, I told you about Charan Pahadi also today. I'm sure you are very tired. You need rest, all of you. That is why we will disperse the assembly now. And just one kirtan, maybe somebody. Translation.
Srila Gurudev told that in Dabar Yuga, when Pancha Pandavas and Draupadi went for exile, and one day Draupadi was going to take a water, meanwhile, the brother-in-law of Duryodhan, who was Ajayadrath by name, he came and saw no one is here, only Draupadi. Draupadi was extremely beautiful. Seeing her beauty, Jayadrath could not check her loss and told, oh, why are you wandering here with the beggars? Better you can come with me, I make my my queen. Draupadi, oh Jayadrath, don't tell like this. Then Jayadrath by force kidnapped her. And she was cried out, oh Bhim, oh Arjun, please help me, please help me. And Bhim and Duryodhan, sorry, Bhim and Arjun, chased Jagannath. Although Jagannath was a chariot, but Bhima and Arjuna, they are so strong, being the embodiment of air, how can go faster than him? And Arjuna was the biggest acharya of the world. He did some mistake, that means he knows so many tricks. By arrow he made fire, then chariot could not move. And Bhima and Arjuna came very close to Jagannath. See this, Jagannath dropped Draupadi there and ran away from there. But how he can run more faster than Bhima and Arjuna? They grabbed him and bring to Draupadi. Oh, Panchali, please tell what shall he do with him? Shall he kill him? No, don't kill him. If you kill him, because you have five brothers and Duryodhana are hundreds, among all 105 are only one sister. If you kill him, then your sister will do. Don't do so. What to do now? Then it mentions scripture, Mani Vyaktinan Apamana Mrityutulla. If anyone is very honorable person, if you insult him, insult is equal to death. So, then Bhima and Arjuna make five shikhas here and there, make very ugly, and let him go. And he came very furious. Oh, they drew me so bad, behaved so badly. Okay, one will take revenge. From there, he now went back to his country. He went to the austerity of Lord Shiva and wanted to kill five Pandavas, but Lord Shiva never gave this benediction. After that, he was told there are so many places, so Bimala Kunda, there are so many darshaniya sthan is there. And other places, especially we were told, near Charanpur there is one big kunda named Lukruvi Tunda. So Prabhupada Saraswati is to bhajan there. And Krishna played on fruit and mountain melt, and Krishna's footprint came there, like he is standing on three hundred threefold way. The left Charanchina, the footmarks of left is completely vivid there, and for right only the front part of there. And Gurudev told, when he used to travel with his Gurudev Chisar, Param Gurudev, Gurudev went in Vajavandal Parikrama. At that time Gurudev was seen in marks from pieces of stone, so many marks of deers, calves, cows and sarkas. Nowadays no more available, because a small stone, not big rocks. So the devotees take away from there and keep their house. So Gurudev told, it is a very long day, all of you are very tired, better after that you can take rest, this is the best for you. So now Gurudev wanted to do sankirtan, and tomorrow will be our darshan, will announce tomorrow morning, especially Govalpadra, Santalaya, Ratna Kunda, Ratna Vedi, and Narad Kunda. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.